This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome, ILTA members, to our IG interview podcast series. Today's podcast is titled A Bridge to Engagement. My name is Catherine McCray, and today we are joined by Pam Wetmore, who is going to discuss with us the topic of how information governance can be a bridge to engagement. Pam, would you like to give us a little background history?
Thank you, Catherine. My name is Pam Wetmore. I'm the Senior Manager of Information Governance at Fenwick & West. Let's see, I've been here for almost 8 years. I've worked in the records industry for over 25 years and mostly at law firms. Although this wasn't what I started thinking of in my career, this is certainly where I've found myself since I have a propensity for organization, workflows, and process improvement. So this is a great fit.
That's great. Let's jump right in. Why did you choose this topic?
I chose this topic because Fenwick has a unique and lovely culture of innovation and excellence that's highly treasured not only by our clients, but also by the people who work at the firm. One of our values that is highly promoted is a respect for individual that promotes diversity and inclusion. These values provide an open and inclusive work environment. However, while this is a great environment to work in, it does present a creative challenge when applying information governance. And also in looking back at other places I've worked, this same challenge, you know, the adoption of records and information governance policies and procedures has been present just in less obvious guises, such as questioning the procedures or not full compliance where we've had to go and create processes to audit to make sure that we are knowledgeable of where the records are being kept. Also, in engaging people we work with, I found a more effective method of getting compliance, and I wanted to share that experience in case others find it useful.
That's great. So how did you get buy-in and adoption?
Well, let's see. We started off by preparing my team. So typically, you know, we were requesting marking the documents and data for us to upload or place in to the repositories, but we approached it a little differently. We worked with some of the trainers from the different practice groups to solidify our own job knowledge, so that way we know the data that we're handling, and it's really working a partnership so they don't have to identify the materials for us each time. If we understand the subject matter and content, not only do we increase our knowledge, we can also provide better service, and hopefully they are open to our suggestions and on how to place the data so it's more accessible to them. This also internalized empowerment to find solutions for the team members. Some of my team have been with the firm for over 15 years, so finding something challenging for them so they're more engaged was a benefit, because now they are very integrated in with the practice groups and are often sought as subject matter experts. So while they learned the knowledge, it took a few years, but we were able to brand ourselves as the agents of change. Change as in C as in collaborative, helpful, agile, no-nos, growing in knowledge and experts in data. Having a brand for the team really increased their confidence and also the confidence of our end users, some of who've known these team members for quite a long time. And it's really gratifying to, even now, 8 years later, I hear comments on, you know, they are excited that our team was able to become really integrated with how they do their work. Another component of this is gaining insight on how the data and information is used by the individuals, by groups, and by the entire practice group, because how we can be more collaborative is to really know how they use it instead of just asking where do you place your data. I found that sometimes there's a reason of why they have certain workflows, and understanding that helps me better able to guide them towards what's a more efficient way. And also having the conversation and listening, we gain a lot of engagement from the end users. Alongside that, I also worked on solidifying partnerships across departments so that I understand how their processes work, their workload, and how we can connect. It's really crucial piece of success in this firm, I think. So I have strong collaboration with the IT department, the paralegals, secretaries, facilities, the admin directors and practice groups, legal personnel and training, marketing, and, you know, reception and facilities, because we all work united to provide service to the attorneys. And by working together and knowing what each other does, it really helps present a solid solution when we're presented with projects. Also, my strategy in this firm is to work on smaller projects in the beginning so we can gain success and gain momentum. And then the word of mouth recommendation has worked tremendously, because now we are asked to work on large firm-wide, high-level projects.
It sounds like your end-user engagement has been really successful. What are the benefits that you're experiencing now?
Oh, this has been the gift that keeps on giving. For the IG team, as I said, the team, each team member is empowered to be change management catalyst. The fear of change or the hesitation for change has decreased tremendously. And I love when someone comes to me saying, hey, we have this process. It's very manual. What do you think about utilizing a little bit of Excel to get the same end product? And I encourage that, you know, and we have made some errors in how we do stuff, but it's benefited us because we learned something different. Like when I first started, we as a collective group were not Excel experts. And now I look at my team and they know how to filter and sort and create VLOOKUPs. It's exciting. Along with that, we increased as a group our technology proficiency. We know how to encrypt. We know how to export into secure sites. We know how to extract, move, edit. We can change, rename documents in batches instead of individual documents. So it's been really wonderful. We're also recognized as subject matter experts. Not only I get asked, but the team members get asked, gee, we have this project. We need to get it from here into this repository. What do you think is the best way? And then, as I mentioned, the members are engaged and have positive approach when they're given large data projects. We're also sought as problem solvers, especially in large data situations. It's really interesting because I find that the records and information governance team's propensity for standard naming conventions and process and procedure really helps out in the large data situations where others may not think of it the way we do. So this has been very rewarding because our organizational skills are highlighted and sought as a positive assistance. And this is a long way from when I first started, where, you know, just trying to meet with the secretary to figure out where to put something, you know, is really not the best experience. So we're also viewed as bridges to solution and innovation. Because we have increased knowledge, we have more tools where we could either draw upon or know who to ask so we can gain that knowledge. Some of the projects we've worked at is litigation experience dashboard, where the experience of all the litigation cases has been placed in one location, and you can do some analytics so we can see how that attorney and his or her cases have performed under which judge, under the court. That's exciting. The other one is a corporate startup dashboard, which gathers all the information for private companies so that they can get statistics and analytics in looking at that information as well. Matter mobility, the ingestion of data from across different locations like secure FTP sites, Box, Dropbox, all the methods that our external contacts send information to us, we're able to extract that with very little help. And then we place it into the repositories that are as appropriate. Plus, we rename the documents according to the naming conventions. Same thing with exporting data. And of course, yes, still hard copies, although it's a lot less. We encrypt, our methodologies align with what our security policies are. So another set of projects that we've been doing is platform migration mapping, data validation, creating process and project management. We've done a few, one recently, document management system, and also capitalization tables, which was something new where we needed more subject matter expertise. But because the team has had that knowledge in the day-to-day, we were able to apply that knowledge into the project and really helped our paralegals move the project without impacting their time. I think that our propensity, you know, for standard naming conventions really helped us. And also the biggest benefit is we get collaborative compliance. I call that information governance because people want to work with us. They want our help to help manage their information, and we can get them into the format and repositories and retention periods that they should be in. Also, we decrease data because we consolidate it. We make sure we're mindful of how many copies should be kept, ones that we receive, the its original format, and then how we uploaded it into the repositories. And then retention is more easily applied. The end users are very confident they can go to us and we can find the information that they need immediately. So lots of benefits. So it's really, I feel like we have engagement all around. And so that's how I view information governance.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thanks so much for sharing your knowledge and insights in the area of information governance engagement.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.